look pretty?
Oh, this time you're in big trouble, kiddo.
You mean you don't love me anymore, Daddy?
Yeah, you know Daddy loves you more than anything, sweetheart.
So you're not gonna punish me?
Of course not. We'll just straighten up a bit, and Mommy probably won't even notice, okay?
Okie doke.
In the future, Angel, Daddy would appreciate it if you wouldn't play with Mommy's $95 an ounce oil of oleo vanishing cream, okay?
What's vanishing cream?
Well, vanishing cream, well, something that grown-up people use to make things, invisible.
Invisible? What kind of things?
Oh, unsightly liver spots, age marks, stuff like that.
Does it really work?
Well, no, but your mother likes to pretend it does.
That's probably Drew. Hope he's in a mood to lose. Neurosis is the toughest game around.
Look, Charles.
Ah, Lipschitz quiz column.
Hello, Mr. Finster. Hi, Aunt Dee Dee.
Hello, Angelica.
See you later, precious. Hi, Dee. Jazz. Yeah, brought some dessert for later. Humble pie for Stew, chocolate cream for the rest of us.
That sounds lovely, Drew. But before we start playing, Charles and I found this Dr. Lipschitz quiz in Childish Behavior Monthly.
Really? Yeah. 50 ways to tell if your child is a spoiled brat.
Oh, boy. You think no one would need a quiz for that.
Look at you babies playing games in your little pen while the whole big world passes you by. Don't you even care what you're missing?
Nope. What are we missing?
Oh, freedom, independence, chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie?
Where? It's over there. Why don't you go get some?
Tommy, all the grown-ups are in there. We'll get in trouble.
Oh, well, guess there's no way to get any pie then. Unless no one can see you do it.
But how?
Vanishing cream, of course.
Of course. What's vanishing cream?
It's just some stuff that makes you invisible. But I can see you babies are too young to be interested.
That's right. No, Angelica, we want to know what's invisible.
It means no one can see you.
I don't get it.
Oh, for crying out loud. It's like the wind, Chucky. You know how the wind can move leaves around and push your ball and even blow houses over?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the wind?
No.
That's because it's invisible.
I get it. If we use vanishing cream, we can blow over houses just like the wind.
No, Tommy. Come on, I'll explain it to you.
40 died. Has a SWAT team responded to one of your child's temper tantrums in the past 6 months? Number 50. Has your youngster made at least 2 of the last 3 major purchasing decisions in your household?
Wow, was that the last one?
Yep. Now add up your score.
Oh, dear. We answered yes to one of the questions. I hope we haven't spoiled Tommy too much.
Oh, don't worry. I marked 4 myself. And Lipsia says up to 10 is perfectly adorable.
So, anyone for a rousing game of neurosis?
How many did you mark, Drew?
Oh, I don't put too much stock in these things.
40 died?
Well, actually, 49 and a half.
That was a little magazine quiz anyway.
It was just for laughs.
Yeah, sometimes even Dr. Lipschitz can be...
Oh, let's face it. Angelica's a spoiled little brat and everyone knows it. How could this have happened? I mean, is it spoiling a child to buy her a few new toys every day? Or to let her use my Armandi ties as jump ropes? Or to make chocolate chip pancakes for dinner a few nights a week, huh? I'm a bad father. I've ruined her for life.
Now calm down, Drew. There is a cure.
There is?
Yes. According to Lipschitz, spoiled children crave attention for their negative behavior.
That's right. All you have to do is stop reinforcing it. Then the child will rechannel his or her energy into more positive modes of expression.
What does that mean?
Just ignore her.
Oh.
Come on, let's start the game.
Which one is the vanishing cream?
It's this one. Now, come on, let's go. Okay, you're invisible. Now go get that pie.
But I don't feel invisible.
Who said that?
I did.
See? You're invisible.
No, he's not. I can still see him.
Yeah, I can see me too. Of course you can see each other. You're both invisible.
Huh?
Don't you babies know anything? If you're invisible, then you can see other invisible people. But if you're not invisible, then you can't. Look, go do something and I'll tell you if I can see you. Hey, where are you guys?
We're right here, Angelica.
Wow, you sure fooled me. I can't see you on the footstool, Tommy. Are you over on the couch, Chucky?
Wow, Tommy, she's looking right at us and she can't see us.
See? We're invisible. Let's go get the pie. This is too great. I can't watch. Yes, I can.
Player number one can only move counterclockwise when all other players are frozen behind the penalty line.
These are the most complicated rules I ever heard. Go back to the part about scoring in reverse alphabetical order.
I don't get it. Every time I try to get pie, I always get caught. How'd they do that? Here's your pie, Angel. They didn't see you at all. Of course not. We're invisible.
Yeah, we never would have gotten Cookie's pie if they could have seen us.
But... Hey, wait a minute. Now I understand. Grown-ups can't see you.
Right, we're invisible.
Okay, you don't need to be invisible anymore. Put the rest of this banishing cream on me. I got a few invisible things to do myself.
Okay.
Use it all. I want to be really invisible. Great. Come on, Cynthia.
Angelica, I can still see you.
You babies don't know anything about being invisible. This cream only makes you invisible to grown-ups.
And how come you can't see us?
Well, I am a grown-up compared to you.
Oh.
Now, I am great. Cynthia and I got plans.
Don't reinforce. Remember Dr. Lipschitz.
But she's covered in...
I think it's working, Cynthia.
Hey, you're not supposed to take a relapse chip until you've gotten a marker into the home square.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see?
Yes, Drew. I did see that great move you made. How many points is it?
Well, I don't know how many points it is, Dee Dee. Why don't you check the scorepad?
I'm really invisible. This is great.
There's something very W-E-I-R-D going on here.
Drew, everything's F-I-N-E. Still, honey, have you seen my glasses?
Why, no, dear. Wherever could they be? Oh, my. Here they are. I found them.
Angelica's invisible, all right.
Yeah, good thing, too.
What? My carrot juice.
Yes, you finished the whole glass. Would you like some more, dear?
No, thanks.
This is ridiculous. Even I can't let her get away with this.
Drew, be firm. Once you've started using discipline, you have to follow through or she'll never learn.
Okay.
Go serve that pie now.
They can't hear me neither. I was laughing and laughing and they didn't even notice. Know what, Daddy? You didn't lose your office papers. I threw them out the car window on the freeway because you made me eat broccoli. Isn't that funny?
30 points for me.
Did you see that? I can do anything I want because I'm invisible and I'll never get in any trouble for it.
I wonder if a little girl named Angelica took the pie. I guess the rest of us will just have to have cookies instead.
And Dee Dee, I get a cookie too, right?
Here you are, boys. Enjoy.
And Dee Dee, I don't want to be invisible anymore. Can't you see me now?
I thought I heard a little voice, but I guess it was just the wind.
Angelica, if you don't want to be invisible anymore, why don't you just wipe the cream off?
For once, you baby's got a good idea.
It won't come off.
Oh, no! What if I stay invisible for the rest of my life?
But Angelica,
it's no use trying to cheer me up, Tommy. We belong in different worlds now. I just wish I had one more chance.
I can't believe she threw out the Olson report. It was a multi-million dollar account.
Drew, she's just a child. Children make mistakes.
Well, she's not going to get away with this one.
But Drew, Lipschitz says...
Lipschitz never had the Olson account!
Now that I'm gone, you'll get all the attention, Tommy. Soon everyone will forget about poor old invisible Angelica. I just wish I could tell my daddy that I love him, and that I didn't mean to make him mad, and that he's the best daddy in the whole wide world, and...
Oh, poor sweetheart. You have learned your lesson.
Daddy, you can see me!
Sure, honey. And I can see that you've been punished enough.
I sure have. That punishing sure makes me hungry.
Well, let's go clean you up, and I'll buy you an ice cream cone, honey.
I want a sundae with chocolate sauce and marshmallows and peanuts and candy sprinkles, a Rocco Mr. X exploding smash-up doll, a Beverly Hills Cynthia lunchbox, the complete samurai lizard action center, Commander Builder Award,
like I said.
What is it?
It's a treasure cave.
I think it's the Garden of Shadows.
Maybe it's a haunted house.
You guys are all wrong. It's a big green box. But what's inside it?
No one knows.
It was just there one day.
Let's go look.
Go look? Why would you want to go look?
Because it's there, Chucky.
Go back.
Go back? Why on earth would we want to do that?
Tommy? Tommy? Boo-boo? Boo-boo?
Chucky, what are you doing out here?
What's the matter, Chucky?
What's the matter? What's the matter? I broke my glasses and grazed my knee, and if my dad hadn't come along and chased away that mean old shadow man, I'd have been a goner for sure.
I thought we were bestest friends, Tommy.
Chucky, we are bestest friends.
It really is a nice greenhouse, Charles.
Nice? This greenhouse is going to revolutionize the way Chucky and I eat. Dee Dee? Do you know what it feels like to bite into a real hothouse tomato?
I can only imagine, Charles.
Oh, you just haven't lived yet. I mean, you just haven't lived.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for watching the kids.
I won't do it. She can't make me. She can't make me. She can't make me. No more adventures for me.
You sure you don't want to play, Chucky?
Nah.
You're not still mad about yesterday, are you?
Yesterday? Oh, that. No, I forgot all about yesterday.
Good, because today we gotta go back to the big green box.
Go back?
Uh-huh. We gotta go find out what the Shadow Man's got in there.
You know it's nothing good, Tommy.
We'll never know for sure until we go there and find out.
He's right.
Chucky, you're the biggest, so you're gonna have to open the door again. Chucky, let's go.
I don't think I'm gonna go.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
I'm not going! Every time I go on one of these little adventures, I get my head stuck in a tree, or get chased by some shadow guy, or fall off a mountain.
Mountain?
Well, this time,
time, I'd prefer not to.
But, Chucky, if you don't open the door, none of us can go.
Come on, Chucky. We always do stuff together. That's what friends is for.
Well, if that's your idea of friends, well, then, well, you should get a new idea.
Or a new friend.
Wow. I guess this means we're not friends anymore.
Not friends anymore? Chucky Finster and Tommy Pickles not friends?
Oh, this is too good.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, I think this is a very big step for both of you.
It is?
Sure. Look, Tommy, why would you want to be friends with somebody who's afraid all the time and never wants to do anything fun?
Because he's nice to me and shares his toys and worries about me if scary stuff happens.
Oh, Tommy, you're so silly. That's not what a friend is.
It's not?
Of course not. A friend... How should I explain this? A friend is someone who always says yes. A friend is a person who does whatever you say no matter what and doesn't make a big deal about it.
That's not what I thought a friend was.
Trust me, Tommy. I've been around. I know these things. You're way better off without a friend like Chucky.
Damn, Chucker. I never thought about it like that before. Without Chucky, I can go on all sorts of fun adventures and nobody will try and stop me.
Exactly. And you, Chucky?
Yeah?
You're lucky you and Tommy aren't friends anymore.
I am?
Sure. You'll be nice and safe and you won't get in trouble. Yup, I think you're gonna be a lot happier without Tommy pushing you around.
I don't feel happier.
Just give it some time. I did was wrong. Nah.
Oh, morning, Dee Dee.
Hi, Charles. What's wrong?
Chucky and I are a little down in the dumps today. I don't know what's the matter with him, but my plants aren't doing too well. I think maybe I overwatered them. I'm so ashamed.
Don't blame yourself, Charles. Watering is a science. You can't expect to master it overnight. Are you sure you don't mind taking the kids again?
Oh, no problem, Deed. In fact, I'm sure it'll cheer up Chucky to see Tommy.
Hey, Phil, Lil, look! Chucky's dad left the door open. Now's our chance to get to the big green box.
I don't know. There's only three of us now.
Three's plenty.
What if something bad happens?
What could happen?
We could get caught by the Shadow Man.
Or we could get lost forever.
Or squeezed by a vine.
Or eaten by a giant monster flower. Let's go!
Now, this is my kind of adventure.
Look! The Shadow Man. Do you think he's seen us?
I don't know. He's not moving. Ugh. Don't worry. It's not the whole Shadow Man. It's just his skin.
His skin? You mean the Shadow Man can take off his skin?
That's kind of a bad sign.
Hey, did you guys hear something?
What is it?
I don't know. We better go look.
Angelica was right. I'm much happier without Tommy and all his scary adventures. I hope he's okay.
Tommy!
He must have got him!
What must have got him?
It was bad, Chucky.
Real bad.
What got Tommy?
The snake.
The snake?
There's a big snake, and it got Tommy.
Oh, no. I knew something like this would happen.
What are we gonna do, Chucky? Somebody's gotta save Tommy.
Oh, no, don't look at me. I can't go out there.
Chucky's right. He'd be too scared.
I'm scared, too.
Yeah, me too.
Too bad. I really like Tommy.
You guys?
Yeah?
I'm gonna go.
But Chucky...
No, don't try to talk me out of it.
I don't get it. I thought they weren't even friends anymore.
Sometimes it takes an emergency for you to find out who your real friends are.
If I got caught by a snake, would you come after me?
How big is snake? I'm a big brave dog. I'm a big brave dog. I'm a big brave dog. I'm a big brave. It's just his skin. I'm only 2 years old. I don't need this.
Chucky! Tommy! The snake's got me, Chucky! What do I do? What do I do?
Run for it, Chucky! Save yourself!
Chucky fought the snake and saved my life.
So you guys aren't mad at each other anymore?
Mad? And my bestest friend in the whole wide world? You were right, Chucky. We should never have gone in there. It was way too scary.
Well, maybe I was right about that. But I should never have got all mad and said you weren't my friend. We could never not be friends.
I promise we'll always be the bestest friends in the whole wide world forever.
Me too!
Hey, you guys, look! I wonder where that door goes.
I bet there's all kinds of neat toys in there.
You know, guys, maybe we should...
No, Tommy, let's go. I can tell you really want to go.
No, Chucky, it's too scary. Let's go play a nice, quiet game.
Really, Tommy, if you want to go, I'll go.
No, Chucky, it'll be fine, Tommy.
No.
Well, I'm glad they're friends again.
Me too.
Let's go.
No, but of course.
I think it'll be just fine.
Come on, pal.
Really, Tommy, if you want to go, I'll go.
No, Chucky, it's too scary.
It'll be fine, Tommy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not really.
It'll be fine.
No,
excuse me.
I promise.
Excuse me.
Come on.
I think not.
I think so.
No.
Really, Tommy, if you want to go, I'll go.
Oh, no. Chucky, it's too scary.
It'll be fine, Tommy.
No,
I